something. There was a 100-foot wall over there, not nearly as shiny as it used to be, and absent some of its pretty towers, but not 1 foot shorter than it ever was. Why were these people not impressed? You all walk through walls or something?
If that's convenient, Lady replied.
We'll crawl, Sindawe told me.
Soon enough, I discovered something else that I'd missed while doing my all-seeing thing in the ghost world, because I had not been looking. Chapter 57. They had a tunnel under the wall. Through the foundation, really. But just a wormhole of a thing. A guy my size had to slither on his belly like a snake. I know, because I did it. Fool. Why did I have to do it in the flesh? I could have gone back and ridden smoke. I could have seen everything with no claustrophobia, no bruised elbows or knees, no pops in the snot box from the heels of the clown in front of me. No weaseling through the farts and fear smells of the 100 little vegetarians snaking along ahead of me, raising the dead with all the clatter of their weaponry. Where were the Shadow Master's boys? All this racket, they had to be chuckling while they sharpened their swords. They were going to have towels for their afternoon snack. The tunnel had been created in part by a liberal application of ladies' fireball tools. In places its walls were still hot, it was completely new. All I saw when I got to its nether end was a gang of raggedy-ass Taglians who had been on the inside way too long. They looked like they'd had a glimpse of heaven, but a bunch of assholes like me were blocking the way. I was the last guy in my string, number 101. When I crawled out of his way, number one of the guys being relieved dove into the hole and slithered away. Only 20 got to leave for each 100 who came in. The 20 were very enthusiastic, but nobody heard the clatter upstairs. Uchiba, Issei, and Sindawe began choosing up teams to go thump on Long Shadow's guys. Sindawe always was decent to me, even when he worked for Mugaba. He was willing to change his ways, though.
Would you like to lead an attack group standard bearer?
Obviously, you have me confused with somebody who thinks he's a hero.
You could make big points by catching Narayan Singh.
I don't need big points. Talk to Blade or Swan.
Sindawe chuckled. You won't see them in here.
Why not?
They aren't company. Lady wouldn't trust them in a tight place.
Interesting. She would trust these Nar. Croker didn't. Not 100%. Never. Sindawe read me plain. He smiled.
This place is tight enough.
Yeah, I still ain't going to be a hero. I'll just come along behind and watch so I can write it down right.
Sin, Issei called. Gotta move. The garrison knows something's going on.
The Shadowlanders were slower than I expected. Sindawe and his pals were faster. About as quickly as it took to think it, they led three groups off to the attack, going like they were right at home, although none of them had been inside Overlook before. Overlook inside was no shiny white marvel. Wherever we were, it was way down deep in the ground, where it was dirty and damp, and unpleasant creatures with 2, 4, or 6 more legs than me lurked in every shadow. Taide didn't like it at all. He'd needed several 100 man-shifts just to find nerve enough to come inside.
Move back, I growled at the troops waiting to go out. For now,